They will make you smile.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Nathan Podwell's here in Prentice, Wisconsin. This is the Forward Bank Halftime Show, and we're having a good time here. The Lady Buccaneers giving us a good show here today. Similar to last time when these teams met up, it was tied at halftime or close to tied. It's 23-21 here right now. Phillips only leading by two, and Prentice only a game up in the – I'm sorry, where's girls basketball?
Yep, you're right.
A game up in the conference standings here right now. So Prentice putting on a good show here. From where Prentice has come, Chris Johnson doing a fabulous job with these Lady Buccaneers. But we're enjoying this. We talk about the tempo, and the tempo, fast tempo benefits the Loggers. A slower tempo is going to benefit the Buccaneers. And it's a pretty low-scoring type of a game here right now. Prentice Phillips going to have to find a way if they want to, you know, pull away on this game here, get some transition basketball going, get some steals.
They're going to come out pressing.
Yeah, pick up the energy. They're going to have to do something here. You don't want to hang tight. When the other team has Callie Haken, and she showed what she could do at the end of that first half, and she hit that just a dagger of a three right there with 7 seconds to go to tie the ball game up, and you can't let Prentice hang in it if you're a Phillips fan. And that's pretty much the story of the first half, really. Matea Eckert just doing a phenomenal job for the Loggers. Everything running through her, bringing it up, getting to the high post, getting it back to her in the high post, and she's running the offense through that right there. Matea Eckert, a special player. Two of the top players in the conference here tonight, Callie Haken and Matea Eckert. I don't know how you pick a favorite in that when you're picking the player of the year for the conference. Both girls doing a special job here tonight. Next. Following this game, it's the game of the night. It's the boys.
Game of the week.
Game of the week. Phillips boys, Prentice boys. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a lot of people here by then, and there's going to be a lot of people watching online, listening on the radio, listening to all these boys playing. Both teams playing at a high level here right now. It's the Prentice Bucks, the boys, they came off of that. A win against Athens, a big win against Rib Lake at Rib Lake in the bucket, or the Loggers, coming off a 2-point loss.
Yep,
at Rib Lake, everyone's playing really well. The Loggers, without Braden Revac here yet, is 12 points out of their lineup. But the Loggers fighting like dogs, and they're fun to watch. Backs against the rope a little bit here. They're going to come out swinging here in the second game here, along with the Bucks. You know what they're going to do. You know the crowd's going to be giving them their energy. Yep. But one thing I say, Nate, I've always kind of said that. Road games are like home games for the Loggers. It's really the only time they experience the loud crowd.
Yeah.
It's quiet in Phillips. You can hear a pin drop through most games, and it's going to be interesting.
It'll be loud here tonight.
Yeah, it'll be loud here tonight. So the boys from Phillips get to feel that energy of what a Prentice crowd brings. Braden Revac is he's out here with a broken arm. He's out this week yet. We're hoping to get him back starting next week. So that's been a tough one for the Loggers, but playing around, that's 4 3-pointers a game, and it's 12 points out of the lineup, along with
four rebounds,
along with 4 years of experience. It's a big difference, you still got a lot of stars here for the Loggers. Thank you so much, girls. Thank you. Look at this. Ooh, they got Snickers. You're gonna have to bring it back.
Awesome.
All right, that was very nice. The Pomeroy girls, along with Ruby McCormick, I think they heard me.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe their parents texted them and say, go get those boys a Milky Way and a water. Rachel, one of you were on that. Hey, that's nice. Prentice or Phillips looking out for us over there, because I know Katie wasn't on it over here.
even if it's a cold shoulder.
All right. Not both teams are back onto the courts here. Prentice still out. They're just coming onto the courts here. Right now, the Phillips Loggers on the courts here already. And 30 seconds to go here. They're going to be getting underway. That was a much-needed, nice delivery of water by...
Nice little perk of being a celebrity.
It is. It is. They look out for you. They look out for you. Now you just need an assistant.
I do need an assistant, is right.
Thank you, Rachel. All right. So it's going to be Prentice basketball coming out of the half here and see what Chris Johnson has in store for him right now. And it's Loggers basketball. Lily Miller brings it across half court. Lily Miller gets it into the high post to Matea. Matea turns around, finds Belon. Belon back to Eckert, out to Miller, out to Knack. Knack right side. Loggers passing well. Prentice moving great on defense. Here's Belon from about 16 feet. It's short, and it's going to be off of the Loggers. It's going to go to the Buccaneers. Kylie Orson going to take it in. Callie Haken going to bring it up for the Bucks. 23-21, Loggers leading by two. Over to Orson, right side. Orson from the top, guarded by Sarah Knack. It's the Loggers in a man-to-man defense here now. So Prentice looks a little bit confused. And here's Matea on Gillette. Over to Orson. Orson drives right side, picks it up, finds Gillette going to the basket. I see a shot coming. Oh, it's a little short. Gets her own rebound. Over to Schutz. Schutz puts it up. That one falls in. Ties this ball game up at 23. And Lily Miller. Over to Knack. Up at the top. Knack finds Matea. Matea. Back to Lily Miller. Miller working around the perimeter of the Loggers. And a Belon has it left side. Back to Miller at the top. Get it into Matea. Matea, quick turn, and a shot goes up. She misses. Rebound by Callie. Matea going the other way. Or I'm sorry, Callie going the other way here. Gives it to Orson. Tipped away by Sarah Knack. It was a nice pump fake drive from Orson. And Prentice maintains possession. Tied at 23. This one tipped out of bounds by Knack. Prentice playing well. And they threw the first punch coming out of this half. And here's a three-point shot from Kelly Haken, and she hits it from the corner. And Prentice takes a three-point lead. My goodness, 16-11 to go. Prentice says, hey, let's not have a second half like the first time we played. And Prentice comes away with a steal. Here's Kayla Gillette. Gets it to Kelly. Kelly going to bring it up slowly. And Callie, right side, from the top, gets it to England. England looking to get it in. And England drives in, has it turned over. Timmers with the ball. And Justin Eckert, I heard him say, come on, get the ball, Black. I'm with him here. Loggers really stagnant here tonight. Down by three. Here's Matea Eckert. She's going to, oh, that one I thought was good. Just rolled out. Lily Miller picks it up. She's on the ground. Here's Belon. Back to Matea. Matea finds Timmers by the basket. She's fouled. Orson fouls her on the ground.
Kylie's third.
So Orson's third. Kylie Orson with her third foul. And Loggers take it in. Get it into Matea. Matea from the low block splits the double. Shot is missed. Rebound by England. Matea goes down, up, and she stays down. And a lot of knees were banging. You hope it was just that. Matea says, I'm fine. I think she just fell hard. Coach says, Matea, you're coming out for a minute. Lee Harper going to check in for her. Prentice says, that's all right. We'll take a Matea break. I don't know if Matea got out of the game in the first half here. Could be her first break. All right, here's Prentice up by three. Callie Haken with the ball. Over to Gillette. Gillette brings it out. Over to Orson. Callie sealing nicely. She wants the ball. They get it to her. turns around, finds Gillette, left side, left-handed layup, no good. Callie with the rebound, the putback is good. 28-23, Callie Häkkinen. And it's the Bucks up by three. Lily Miller, left side. Here's Timmers from about eight. That one is no good. And rebound again by Prentice, and a foul on Sarah Knack. Going to be Prentice basketball. And Belon going to take a break. Matea Eckert coming back in. Coaches, that's enough of that. Get back in here, Matea. And here's Callie with the ball from the top. Over to Gillette. Gillette picks it up, gets it into England, and got a foul inside. That one on Leah Harper. Man, Prentice, good to take it in. They do. Here's Schutz from deep. The two is no good. Rebound by Gillette. She kicks it out to England. And Prentice just working harder without a doubt in the second half. Prentice flat here. Or Phillips flat right now. Here's Schutz all the way to the basket. Harper just let her go. Matea says, blocks it, hits Sarah Knack, and there's that transition game we talked about. Knack can't finish the layup, but it's what the Loggers need. Here we go. A little energy will go away, a long way. Gillette misses the close shot to the right. Prentice got the ball up the court. Gillette missed it. Knack got the rebound, and Gillette fouled her from behind. So maybe another frustration foul, but only her second. Not a big deal. And you like to see Prentice staying aggressive. Here's Matea. Yeah, the three-point line. They're going to let her shoot it. She does. Misses it. Rebound by Knack. Knack comes away with it, I should say. She's going to step into the three. That one no good. Nice blocks out and rebound from Gillette. And a foul on Lily Miller. Prentice up five, 28-23. And Callie Häkkinen with the ball. Here's Orson from the top. Into the low block. Schutz with the up and under. And Schutz gets that one to go. It's 30-23. Buccaneers leading. And Matea loses it. Kicks it out to Miller. Back to Matea. And coach is saying, let Matea, let the Loggers shoot from three. Lily drives in, finds Matea down by the block. She's fouled with putting the shot up. Matea Eckert going to go to the line. 12:54 to go in this ball game. And I didn't think we'd be saying this, Nate, but it's 30-23. Buccaneers leading in the second half. Matea, first free throw up, nothing but net. Rayleigh Williams coming in for Leah Harper.
This is the Loggers' first point of the half.
Might be. It is. Second free throw up is good. And it's 30-25. 5-point lead here for the Buccaneers in the second half with 12:54 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewilt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It is girls basketball action. It is the Prentice Buccaneers leading the Phillips Loggers with 12:52 to go here in the second half, 30-25, and the Loggers putting on a full-court press. That's the little spark we were talking about. Matea on the top with that 1-3-1. He says, pick up the pace a little bit. Let's pick up the tempo. And Callie gets it into Orson. Orson's shot goes up right side. It's short. Rebound by Timmers. A nice move from Orson. And it's Loggers basketball. Matea Eckert from the wing. A little pump fake. Kicks it out to Miller. Miller to Rayleigh Williams. Rayleigh finds Sarah Knack. Back door. Oh, it's no good. Rebound by both teams. Going to be a jump ball. Lily Miller, Ashlyn England on the rebound together, and it's going to be Prentice basketball. 12:08 to go. Orson gets it in and taken away by Knack. Oh, she misses the layup. Rebound by Matea. Matea's blocked, and Callie comes away with it. She's going to push right side, gets ahead of everybody. Finds Gillette opposite side, left hand. Oh, it's no good. Callie gets the rebound and the putback. She's fouled, and Callie Haken is going to go to the line. .11:51 to go here. Callie Haken and putting on a show in the second half. Free throw, no good. She's got another one coming. Second one up. That one's short as well. And Timmers comes away with it. And, oh, and we got blood coming out. There was a bang there. Oh, and it was Callie's nose might be broken. And she banged heads there with Timmers.
Timmers has got a gosh on her head, too.
No foul on the call here. There's a lot of blood here going on. We're going to go to a little break. Yeah, I think we're going to be shut down for a minute. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
With Nathan Podewilt here in Prentice, Wisconsin, coming out of a little timeout here where Kelly Haken and Kendra Timmers banged heads, and a lot of blood was going, but they're about to get this game underway here. Really hope Callie's okay. Maybe I don't know. I want to speculate. Might have broke her nose there, though. Blood was pouring out of it. Timmers looks like the side of the head. You wonder if she's going to need a stitch or anything like that. But as of now, no. Game goes on, though. It's Prentice leading by three. Phillips with the ball. 11:38 to go. Here is Sarah Knack with a big three-point shot, getting them back into the game here. It's 30-28, and a turnover. Yeah, it's going to be a travel on Orson. And Prentice trying to get, or Phillips trying to get the momentum back. They're down by two here right now. And here is Sarah Knack with the ball over to Lily Miller. Back to Knack. Knack to Williams. And it's Matea now, and I don't know who's going to guard. And another three-pointer by Rayleigh Williams, just like that. The Loggers take a one-point lead off of two shots here. Kelly Hakenen out of this game. They're going to need her. Here is Kayla Gillette over to Schutz. Schutz right side, finds England. Can't hold on to it. She's going to go baseline, drops it off to Orson. Got away with a travel unless she lost the ball there. Whose ball is it going to be? It's going to go to the Loggers. Nice hustle there from the Buccaneers. Weren't able to execute. And we're going to get another full timeout here from Chris Johnson. It's a Prentice timeout. It's the Loggers leading by one, 31-30 with 10:52 to go. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers. From design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service, they have over 50 years experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewell's here in Phillips, Wisconsin. Prentice, Wisconsin. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, the Loggers got hot and are leading 33-30. Rayleigh Williams with a two-point shot here. Kelly Haken with that injury hit her nose head-to-head with Kendra Timmers out of the game here. And Phillips with another steal. And it's going to be, a block from Kayla Gillette, who says, where's the foul? And going to be a foul on the Loggers. Mike Engelbrecht says, you've got to be kidding me. Kayla got her arms up high, had a nice block. There was some body contact right there. That's what the ref's saying. I didn't see nothing, but that's all right. A much-needed momentum change there from the Buccaneers. Kayla gets the block, but then they turn it over, and it's going to be Phillips basketball. 10-11 to go here. Loggers leading by three, 33-30. In an important matchup here tonight, yeah. Prentice needs this win to have some chances of a conference championship. And here's Matea with the ball from the high post. Kicks it out to Williams. Over to Knack. You got Orson guarding Matea now. They get it down in the low block to Belon. Back out to Rayleigh Williams for three. That one's short, but a nice rebound from Lily Miller. Miller gets it in. And Rayleigh Williams now. Here's Matea Orson making her work hard. And here's Knack now. Into Matea. Throw it out of bounds. Prentice basketball. Kylie Orson doing a great job defensively, bodying up Matea down there. And now they're going to have to get up across this press without Callie Haken. It's going to be the hard part. Orson tries dribbling through it. It's not the way to do it. But did the Loggers follow? They did.
Yes. Called it on Matea. I've never seen Mike this illustrated with the refs before.
Well, that's a terrible call right there. Let's be real. 9:34 to go here. Prentice with the ball. Orson picks it up over the top to Gillette. Gillette picks it up. Hey, and the Law Apprentice gets it across half court. And they turn it over, though. Here's Bilan up to Knack here. Sarah Knack going to bring it up right side. She crosses over, splits the defenders to the lane, and they're going to call the foul on the ground. And that foul on Kayla Gillette, her third. And Chris is saying the foul is on 14. The refs are going to confer, because that's kind of a big deal, getting the third foul on Kayla Gillette here right now. And I really wasn't paying attention there.
I wasn't
either. Chris said that wasn't on her. The refs are going to talk about it. I'm guessing they don't remember. If they change it, they should have just got it right the first time. They do, which is really odd.
Yeah, wow.
Good job, Chris Johnson, on top of that one right there. Loggers basketball under their own basket. Basket out to Williams. Rayleigh to Matea. She's going to shoot the three. That one rolls out. Rebound by Gillette. It's 33-30. Phillips leading. Tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Prentice. And Loggers picking up that defense here. Matea, you can tell she's intense here right now. She wants this game. And Buccaneers looking to get it in. They do. Here's Schutz. Over to England, into Gillette, back to Schutz, a three is good. Abby Schutz for three. Ties this game up at 33. Here's Rayleigh Williams. 8:44 to go here in this ball game. Bilan out to Williams. Over to Knack. They get it into Matea. Matea finds Williams. Rayleigh back to Matea towards the basket. And there you go, Orson. With the push. She's going to push her limits out there, Kylie, as she's using her body, yeah, being really physical until the refs call one.
And that's her fourth foul, though. That's the only problem with that.
That could be an issue. So Phillips really going to want to pound the ball to Matea right now if Orson's going to guard her.
Yep.
One more foul on Kylie. She's out of the game, but they're going to switch it up. So they did. Here's Matea by the basket. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound by Williams, but tipped out of bounds by Kayla. Wow, wow. How did they not call that? Yeah, Mike's not happy with the
field. No, he's not.
Not a good sign here for tonight. We're going to have to be patient here tonight. 8:23 to go. It is Referee Appreciation Week, brought to you by Jeff Haken and Roofing. 8:18 to go. 33 seconds to go. Or, I'm sorry, 33-33. 8:13 to go. Buccaneers missed a shot. Rebounded by Lily Miller, and then Prentice fouled immediately. That one on Ashlyn England, just her second.
Pretty even game here.
Yeah, even game is right here.
Six fouls apiece, 33 the score.
Let's see here. It is Matea from the top. She's going to drive in, kicks it out. Here's a three-point shot. No good, way long by Rayleigh. Rayleigh's really off on her shot. And this one tipped out of bounds. And it's going to stay with the Loggers. And here we are. Loggers find Bilan by the basket. She puts it in. No one was guarding Anna. And the Loggers take a two-point lead, 35-33, 7:40 to go. It shuts right side. This one almost taken away. Kayla Gillette comes away with it somehow. England shoots the three. It's long, rebounded by Maddie Freeman. Gets it back to Orson by the basket. Shot goes up. Gillette is there. Oh, she can't get it to go. Orson this time. And fouled by, I believe, Lily Miller. Loggers, you got to get in there to get the rebound. Loggers looking like they're playing for the long rebound.
Fouls on Matea. That's her third.
Yeah. And here is Kylie Orson missing the first free throw. The two-point lead for the Loggers, 35-33, 7:31 to go here. Here's Orson for a second free throw. This one is no good as well. Rebound by Anna Bilan, a nice one. And Matea going to push things up left side. Matea from the top to Bilan. to Raley Williams out at the wing. Finds Matea down in the low block, and Kylie Orson going to be out of the game.
Yep, that's her fifth.
Really hoping they took her out. I don't know who they're going to guard. So Matea going to go to the line, seventh team foul. Chris arguing the call, it's not going to work. Who brought that?
Katie.
Oh, Katie brought these. Katie, these are not Milky Way. All right. Matea, here she goes. Bonus situation here. Shot is up. It's no good. Rebound by Prentice. 7:15 to go. Prentice, definitely two of their top defenders out of this ball game with Orson out right now. And England dribbles it out of bounds. Chris going to get teed up here soon.
Yeah, he is.
Getting frustrated, losing his top players. 7:09 to go. 35-33. Leah Harper set to check in for the Loggers. Here's the Loggers from the top. Matea Eckert up by two. Not enough. And they're going to go with the give and go. They find Eckert down by the block. Here's Bielan from about 4 feet away. That one rolls up. Matea gets the rebound. She's fouled by Kayla. Kayla Gillette. It's going to be, what, her fourth?
Third.
Third on Gillette. She's got a couple
that one pulled.
All right. First free throw good there from Matea. Leah Harper checks in for the Loggers. Sarah Knack takes a break. It's 36-33, 6:48 to go. Matea Eckert, second free throw up and good. Now it's a four-point lead. Going to get a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. 30-second timeout. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls VP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Bader Sports Center, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, guys, still good ball game here.
Yeah.
Prentice without Callie Haken and only down four with 6:48 to go. Kylie Orson out as well. Prentice dogging it out, getting that energy from head coach Chris Johnson. He's fired up down there. I like to see it. All right. Here is Prentice trying to get the ball in. They do. Maddie Freeman bringing it up. Finds Gillette. Gillette kicks it out to Schutz. Schutz, that one is long. Lily Miller comes away with the rebound. She's fouled by England. And it's going to get a little sloppy here to finish this one out. And it's going to be another free throw situation here. I think it's Lily Miller at the line. It is. Phillips in the bonus. Both teams in the bonus here right now. Lily, first free throw underway in just a minute. That one up, no good. Rebound by Bielan.
She throws it away.
Turned it over. Prentice going to bring it up. Kayla's got it. Says, hey, get a guard. And it's England with the ball here now. Ashlyn England from the top to Schutz. Schutz against this 1-3-1. Maddie Freeman gets a quick three-point shot up. Oh, my goodness, Maddie Freeman. That was nasty from the freshman. 36-37. Loggers up by one. Matea, right side. She answers quickly. Back to three. It's 39-36. Loggers with the pressure. Bielan tips it away. Harper gets it. Turns around. And Bielan from the corner. Here's Harper. Finds Lily Miller in the low block. Right-handed. Hook shot is good for Lily Miller. It's 41-36. And Prentice shuts, pushes it up right side. Sees Luca Blumberg on the left side. Blumberg puts it up, can't finish. And Raley Williams with the rebound. Uses some pivots to get rid of it and gets it to Matea. Matea. Or to Lily Miller in the corner. Miller gets it poked away. It is. Schutz gets it. And Maddie Freeman.
Ooh.
Betty Freeman shuffles her feet every time she gets it. They let her do it, though. And Schutz can't hit the three. I'm sorry, England can't hit the three. And going to be a jump ball. It's going to be Phillips basketball. 5:10 to go. Loggers up by five. What do we call this, Nate? It's crunch time.
Crunch time.
Here's Sarah Knack with the ball for the Loggers. Sarah Knack gets it across over to Leah Harper, who finds Matea by the basket. Matea puts it up. Rebound, no good. Puts it up again, but Kayla is going to pick up her fourth foul.
22.
Oh, the hold. So fourth one on her. I don't know if we have any players. Oh, yeah, we do. If she fouls out. This is the end of the rotation here for the Buccaneers. No one else can foul out here. Matea hits that free throw. And it's a six-point lead. Second free throw up is good as well. Up to seven. It's 36-44. And Maddie Freeman gets across half court over to Luka. I guess it's 36-43. Yeah, seven-point lead. That would be right. All right, here's Blumberg with the ball. Skip pass to Freeman. Freeman from the right side. Finds Kayla. Gillette back to Freeman. Freeman on this right wing. Prentice looking to do something. And it's not going to be easy. Here's England. Phillips fully loaded with their defense. And here's a shot goes up by Blumberg. It's no good. Rebound, Rayleigh Williams. And Matea going to bring it up for the Loggers. Matea drives left. Finds Miller. Miller out to Williams. Rayleigh. The two-pointer rolls out. Kayla gets the rebound. Gillette's going to bring it up left side. No, she's not. Gets it to a guard, and Schutz going to bring it up for the Buccaneers. A crossover dribble and a foul by Leah Harper. And Schutz going to go to the line with 4:04 to go. Abby Schutz. First free throw up is good for Schutz. Makes it 43-47. 4:04 to go. Second free throw up and no good. Nice box out and rebound from Lily Miller. And Miller going to push across half court. Gets it to Matea from the top. Matea, over to Miller. Loggers looking at getting this give and go working. There's a screen and a give and go. Pick and roll, I should call it. It's a turnover. Buccaneers going the other way. And Loggers, here's Gillette with a deep two, is no good. Matea can't come away with it. Prentice does. It's England from the left, right corner. And there's an on the ground, Lily Miller. And Ashlyn England dives in there. It's going to be a jump ball. Stay with Prentice. And here we go. And it is Leah Harper with a steal and going the other way. Harper stops with the ball, gets it over to Rayleigh. Back to Harper. Harper thought about driving in, kicks it back. Matea has it at the top now. Here's Matea. She's going to shoot the three. That's the dagger.
Yeah, you're going to leave her that open. She's going to take that every time.
That's the dagger right there. The nine-point lead, 46-37, 3:04 to go. And this is a different game here with if Callie Haakkinen is in it. Maddie Freeman misses the free throw. And Kayla Gillette fouls out. That was a cheap foul.
That was.
She fouls out. And just under 3 minutes to go. Who's going to the line? I think Matea. It's her fifth, isn't it?
I thought it was.
That's all right. They gave her a fourth foul twice. Prentice needs it.
Yep.
Yeah, it wasn't a foul anyways. All right. Matea. It's the free throw. Casey Quinnell comes into the game for the Loggers. Brielle Mesko checking in as well. Ten-point lead here for the Loggers. Matea can't make it 11, but Quinnell gets a rebound and back to Matea, right side. Matea can't get the layup to go. And Kayla Gillette with another rebound. Here's shots for Prentice. Gets by the interior defense and a hold by Mesko. So Brielle with the foul and it's going to be shots at the line. 2:42 to go, 37-47. Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. They're going to get a young group in here right now. Laura Geiger checking into the game. Maddie Holm and Kylie Scott in there with Schutz and Freeman. So young group. Quinnell gets the rebound, and Brielle Mesko going to bring it up. Mesko gets it across half court. Schutz tries to take it from her. Matea ends up with it. Over to Quinnell left side. Back down to Matea. To Quinnell. Ripped away by Schutz. Schutz going the other way. Knack is ahead of her. She finds Maddie opposite side, but a little bit too late, and it bounces out of bounds. 2:22 to go here in this ball game. And Chris Johnson is thinking, oh, what if?
Yeah.
I had Kylie if I had.
This is a different game.
Yeah. All right. It is Brielle for the Loggers. Dribble handoff to Bielan. Bielan. Cross court to Rayburg into the game here now for the Loggers. She's a little give and go. She's seen it. It was a little too late. And it's Schutz coming away with the steal. 2 minutes to go now. Schutz from the top. Tries driving in. A nice little spin move. Dribbles out of bounds. Loses it out of bounds, I should say. It's going to be Phillips basketball. And Schutz takes a break. Nice game for her. Sarah Knack taking a break. Leah Harper in. And it's Harper right side. Over to Rayburg for the Loggers. Back up top to Bielan. Both young crews in here right now. And Maddie Holm gets a steal. Picks it up to the basket. And can't get it to go. She's a little too far under the basket. And it is Anna Bielan. Over to Harper. Harper's going to go all the way in. She can't get it to drop. And everyone fighting over it now. Geiger and Rayburg going to stay with the Loggers. Minute 26 to go. Loggers up by 10. And Loggers take it in. Rayburg gets it right by the basket. A little up and under. Goes in. And the freshman, Bella Rayburg, on the scoreboard. She's going to be fun to watch. Got a little skill for a tall girl, freshman for the Loggers. And here's Maddie Holm dribbling right side, plows over her own defender. The ref, see who the ref called this on. So the foul was on Black.
Brielle.
And Brielle. It, kind of an awkward play. Everyone just got bulldozed down right there and really didn't know who to call that on. Minute 7 to go here. Maddie Holm at the line. First free throw up. Ooh, can't get it to drop. And second free throw coming. This one up, and that one no good as well. And rebound by Geiger. She kicks it out to Freeman. Freeman, the deep shot, no good. And Quinnell rips it away. She does. And then she fouls. Under a minute to go here. Prentice says, hey, we're playing right to the end. Yeah. Out by 12. It's been an entertaining game here tonight.
Yeah.
The injuries were the factor. No Callie Hayden, and this is a different ball game here. And Casey Quinnell misses the first free throw. Second free throw coming for Quinnell is up. That one is good. It's 50-37. 13-point lead here for the Loggers. Under a minute to go. Maddie Holm brings it up. We're to Freeman, Maddie Freeman. Gets it back to home up at the top, ripped away from Brielle. And it almost got feisty there. Arms got tied up around Holmes. Arms got tied up around Brielle's head. Looked a little feisty, but
two of those girls out there.
Yeah. Getting snappy. We've all played hard here tonight. Here's Prentice with the ball. Luca Blumberg. Right side from the top. Poked away from by Leah Harper. Brielle comes away with it and tripped up by Holm. Two girls can't get their feet and hands off of each other.
Yeah, right?
Foul on Holm. Brielle's going to go to the line. 30 seconds to go. And first free throw, no good. Yeah, and we're going to check on those girls between games and see what. And
Callie came back onto the bench. So.
Okay, Callie's on the bench with a big tape on her nose. Doesn't look too happy. Second free throw was good there from Brielle. 51-37. 27 seconds to go. Home from the top. Gets it to Geiger. Geiger turns. Over to Freeman. A quick three-point shot again is no good. Tipped out of bounds by Prentice. It's going to be Logger basketball.
15 seconds to go here.
And Brielle. Coach says no fouls. Brielle. And to Harper. Harper to the basket. Shot goes up. They let it go. Oh, let it go, Brielle. Got a jump ball with 3 seconds to go. The second squad's out there right now. The JV squads, they're going to give her. And you know what?
You don't blame him.
Right to the end. And shot goes up just after the buzzer from Maddie Holm. It's no good. Final score here, 51-37. Phillips Loggers defeat the Prentice Buccaneers. And we are going to send it back to 98.2 Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back in 2 minutes, give you the Ford Bank postgame show. We'll see you in 2 minutes.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in 1 day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Nathan Podewelt here in Prentice, Wisconsin. This is the Forward Bank postgame show, and it was the Phillips Loggers with a 51-37 victory over the Prentice Buccaneers here. Prentice brought it all game.
Yeah.
They were tied at half. They were leading by 7, I think, 8 at one point. Callie Hakenin gets injured. And it was downhill from there.
Yeah.
For the Buccaneers. So, you know, tough luck, I guess we could say, right there. But
didn't help that they got into foul trouble either.
Yeah, got into foul trouble at the end, and it was really an uphill battle for Prentice after that. Callie Haken came out strong in that second half.
Yeah.
Kendra banged heads, and then everything changed from there on out. But it was Matea Eckert, the star of the show here tonight,
sure.
From start to finish, really doing everything here for the Loggers, scoring the basketball, rebounding it, handling the basketball, playing defense. You name it, Matea Eckert was doing all of it. But it was a nice performance. We're going to take a break here for a little while, probably take a nice little 10-minute break. And the boys are coming up next. We're going to bring you varsity action. Prentice Buccaneers taking on the Phillips Loggers here coming up. We're going to take a little break, guys. We will see you maybe 10 minutes. Have a good night.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
You've been listening to High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. We'll
listen on the air.
Every day. That's all I listen to.
And listen online at work.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Someday you'll return.